We're going down to L.A. and bringing in one of the young stars of the media world, formerly of KMBR.com. He's now the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, and that is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, how are you?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Very good. Very good here as we get ready for baseball. How do you like your first three games on the beat?
It's been fascinating down here. It's been really fun. I've never had the opportunity to experience an opening day, and that's just been a really special opportunity for me. And so to see all the players have the same kind of jitters that you have in your first opening day, it's special and hard to beat a Giants-Dodgers start to the season.
Have you been in Dodger Stadium before?
Yeah, I came down for two series last year working for KMBR, and so I got the experience of how loud it is and what kind of raucous environment it is with 50,000 fans. But to see what it's been like this year, you know, knowing that I'll be on the beat for 162 games, it's just a really cool opportunity and experience.
What's your take on the first three games? Just as someone watching them, I think Andy was on yesterday, and Andy said it really well. He said it's fun watching games that matter. After going through games last year that really didn't matter, it's fun to be involved with games that matter, and you kind of it ups your game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's really interesting to me to kind of compare where our preseason expectations were with all those conversations we had in the dugout at Scottsdale Stadium. You know, we come up with predictions, we come up with different analysis, and then to see it sort of start to play out here during the first weekend is just fascinating, because you look at the middle of the Giants lineup and we all thought that it would provide great extension at the additions of Longoria and McCutcheon. We weren't sure about the bullpen right now. And so far through three games, it's been the opposite. Those big stars the Giants have acquired have struggled, and the Giants' bullpen has looked excellent, even with the loss of Mark Melancon.
Yeah, I thought last night, as we did our postgame, Kerry Crowley with us, as we did the postgame last night, I thought Pierce Johnson and Maranta and Dyson, it was sort of, as Henry said earlier today, maybe a little bit of garbage time. But even so, I thought they did a nice job and, you know, basically almost looked like you could kind of count on them a little bit.
Well, I was on Pierce Johnson early this spring, actually. I thought that through four or five outings, he had showed enough to kind of surpass a few guys, surpass Roberto Gomez, surpass Derek Law in the Giants bullpen pecking order, because he's got tremendous stuff. He was a former first-round draft pick. He didn't allow any runs all spring. And when you look at his makeup, he's just a guy who went from starter to reliever. He's kind of embraced it, much as Kyle Crick did. Kyle Crick was a first-round draft pick who struggled, and so that's kind of who I'd compare him to. He's still very green, but he's got stuff that plays at the major league level, Marty.
Yeah, he does, and there's movement on his pitch, which
yeah,
I like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, someone else, you know, we've done so many hours this weekend and talked to so many people, but when you can throw the ball up in the strike zone with something on it, you can't get under it. You can't hit the big fly. And I think he's got that fastball that's up in the strike zone that has movement. And I think he's tough to hit.
I do, too. And it's funny that you mention having a fastball up in the strike zone, because that's what I'm going to be watching for tonight with Chris Stratton. When he's at his best, the Giants' fourth starter is able to locate that fastball up in the zone. It can be heavy on hitters. And it's a Dodgers lineup that isn't necessarily suited to, you know, struggle against Chris Stratton, because they've got two good lefties in Seager and Bellinger. Even though Turner's not in there, they've got other guys who can hit Stratton. So I want to see. This is the one team that he didn't really figure out during the second half of last season. But I want to see if he'll be confident in that fastball up in the zone.
Boy, we'll see. But it's a battle of curveballs tonight. You know, I know we joke about it, but between Rich Hill and Stratton, I hope the home plate umpire understands the strike zone for a curveball.
Yeah, and last night there were questions about the home plate umpire and was the zone tighter than it was during the first two games of the series. And so I think that if Stratton and Hill are able to establish that curveball early, it could really dictate the way that this game is called, because you're right, those are two pitchers who are able to throw that hard breaking ball that's so tough on hitters on both sides of the plate. And so that'll be another minor storyline to watch, is where this strike zone gets established early.
Yeah, Mike Kruko said he felt the whole crew was a very tight crew, that they didn't give the wide strike zone. So we'll see. You know, pitchers went away from throwing curveballs because the umpires wouldn't call them. And now it looks like a curveball is sort of back in vogue, at least for these two guys.
And I think it's kind of back in vogue because it's also harder to hit when you locate it. It's harder to hit for a home run. And this era of where guys are trying to lift the ball, I mean, you look at the way that Stratton's curveball kind of runs through the strike zone and dips down to the lower outside half of the plate. You can't lift that when it's located well.
Yeah, got to have command of it. That's the deal. Kerry Crowley joins us, Bay Area News Group. You got to talk to Bochy a little bit today, and we appreciate your coming on as his press conference just ended. What did he have to say about Dyson and maybe a little bit of Sandoval and Hundley? I know they were in last night. Is he going to try to get them in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, I think the day that he might target for Sandoval and Hundley is Wednesday at AT&T when the Giants are facing Felix Hernandez and Johnny Cueto's going, just because he wants to run all the regulars out on opening on the home opener, opening day at AT&T Park. And you've got guys in Sandoval and Hundley who had great springs who can be assets for this team off the bench. They just haven't had much of an opportunity in the opening weekend, and the early off days complicate that with Monday and Thursday being off days. So I might look for Wednesday as that day.
All right. Now, what did he say about the bullpen? I've talked about it. You and I have talked about it. Was he asked about the bullpen tonight?
Yeah, I actually posed the question to him. I said, are you surprised that the bullpen has started this hot? And he said, no, he's not, frankly, because with the way that different guys came out this spring, Osich and Strickland had a completely different confidence and mentality with them. He had faith that Maranta's fastball would be there. Pierce Johnson, like you said, didn't allow a run this spring. And so he thought that they had the makeup to have a very deep bullpen, even though they lost Melanson, and that's what everyone wants to point to. They've got guys down the line, 2 through 7 in that pen right now, who can get outs and can do so effectively, and they proved that this spring.
He's not going to turn it to Gabe Kapler, is he?
I don't think any manager in baseball wants to turn it to Gabe Kapler now, Marty.
So people understand he's a new manager of the Phillies. He's completely run by the front office and the analytical people, and he's used 21 pitchers in the first three games, and his relievers have gotten more outs than the starters have gotten. And this is the trend in baseball, to try to let the computer run the game, and Gabe Kapler is going to try to do it. So, but I think for Bochy, you know, let's face it, Holland gave 5 innings last night. I thought he pitched better than his line. Block looks like a 5 or 6 inning guy, and, you know, don't let him go through 3 times. Tonight, Stratton, I hope, is a 6 inning guy. And then the 5th starter, and we'll talk about Samardzija in a minute, probably would be a guy who won't go many innings, but Bochy's got to have a lot of bullpen ready. Like it or not, he's thrust into the baseball of 2018, where you got to go to the pen more than you want.
Well, and it's not just going to be Pierce Johnson, Roberto Gomez, and Reyes Maranta this season. The Giants are going to have to dip down to AAA Sacramento. They'll take a look at Derek Law. They'll bring Stephen Okert back up. They're going to be very encouraged when Will Smith is ready to throw at the major league level. There's going to be a lot of different arms contributing to this bullpen, and you look at the way the Dodgers have done it over the past few seasons under Dave Roberts, and I think that's kind of created the blueprint for how you can succeed the National League West when you've got hitters' parks like Chase Field and Coors Field.
All right, Kerry Crowley with us. You know, we always do a trivia question to Raph picks out a winner to go to dinner with us at Original Joe's. I know you enjoy that, and you're welcome to join us April 16th, by the way, if you're around. I have to look at the schedule and see where the Giants are that day. But our question tonight is, how many pitches for Stratton, and who gets the first extra base hit for the Giants? I'll give you a shot at that one if you want.
Oh, I'll go 92 pitches for Chris Stratton and a double for Andrew McCutchen in the first inning tonight, Marty.
Wow, very good. All right. All right. You're down. You're a winner anyway. But
anytime you mention Original Joe's, I'm there.
I know. Very good. We have our Mardi Gras tomorrow night. And if you're around, you're always invited to join us. But, yeah, it's always fun. But, all right, 92 and McCutchen. Very good. I like that. Bochy seems like he's in a good mood.
Yeah, he's in a very good mood right now. I think that even beyond wins and losses, he's just encouraged by the makeup of this club and the mentality of the guys who aren't giving up after seeing Madison Bumgarner, Jeff Samardzija, and Mark Melanson go down, because he probably dealt with that last season. There were guys, I wasn't in the clubhouse in April and May, but there were guys who probably folded it in a little earlier than they could have last year. And I know that you're of the philosophy that you always wait until at least June to see how the team plays through that first 90 to 100 game stretch. But I think that last season they weren't ready to embrace the second half of the year, because they didn't really embrace the first half of the year. And so with the mentality that he's seen in the opening weekend. I know they haven't hit yet, but he's not worried about that yet.
No, and, you know, let's face it, if you came out of spring training and you looked at this daunting schedule, which is still very daunting in April, and you told me going into the Sunday night game that you've taken two or three, I don't care how you did it, I think it's pretty impressive. And no matter what they do, they're going to come home and get ready for the home opener in good spirits, I think.
Yeah, and the pitching staff is intact. They got what they wanted to see from Ty Block, and so he can throw that home opener. Johnny Cueto looked as good as he possibly could have in game two of the series. Derek Holland proved that he could get out, even though he struggled a bit. The defense let him down. And now it's to Chris Stratton, who's kind of the wild card, the guy that everyone is expecting to have that breakout season. What can he do against this Dodgers lineup?
All right, we'll find out. You set it up very well. By the way, John Dugan has texted me and said your dad is a legendary Original Joe's customer. Is that true?
The Crowley family is legendary out at Original Joe's, but no one frequents it more than my dad.
Now, do you go out to Westlake or in North Beach?
Always Westlake for us. Always in Westlake.
Very good. All right. Hey, pleasure having you on, and congratulations on your first road trip here. You may come back 3-1. Who knows? Yeah, very good. And we appreciate following you on Twitter as well. But thanks for taking the time, Kerry.
Thanks, Marty. I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. That is Kerry Crowley down in L.A.